Welcome to Xeno Attribute, a primary attribute industry subsidiary, by which I mean spinoff. My name is Wit, and I will be the game master for this story, using Mothership by Tuesday Night Games. I use he, him pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Paul so far. We both use he, him pronouns. Paul is our dirtbag club bro who is at the moment a bit worried about that incoming ship.
My name's Ian. I use they, them pronouns, and I play Dr. Lachlan Ray, who uses he, him pronouns. And Dr. Ray is the chief medical officer of the ship and really insistent on that officer bit, and also is concerned about, you know, we're getting to the last two domes of this facility, and, you know, this is the chance for things to go even more wrong. So this is great. Everything will be fine.
My name is Kells. I use mostly he, him pronouns. I'm playing as Oz, our security associate, who also uses mostly he, him pronouns. And Oz is just trying to make sure all the tape affixing building materials to the holes in his armor are, you know, secure for the next leg of this journey.
Wild. My name is Moss. I'm playing Demir, our HR professional, and android. I use they, them pronouns. Demir uses any pronouns. And Demir really thinks that this is all going to just end super well. And then he can finally retire. And this is the last day.
Demir is working very hard to curse us, it sounds like.
Yeah.
At least themselves.
No.
Did Demir also just have an android child?
Horrendous.
At home waiting to tragically have their parent lost.
That's just like if my arm falls off, that's my child.
What?
You're just butting off. Your arm will grow anew the rest of you.
Well, there's no reason that it has to be a centralized processing unit. I mean, yeah. It could be, you know, a diffused memory system throughout the whole body.
Sure, man.
It's far too reasonable for every sci-fi issue.
I did not understand robotics nearly as well as I thought I did in this universe.
Yeah, the memory is in nanites that are actually in the blood, so, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Well.
Sorry. I'm just imagining Demir bleeding and, like, forgetting how to do French cooking as a result.
And that's why everyone gets scared around androids. It's not actually because we're freaky. It's because we're freaky in a different way.
You're one half pint of blood loss away from losing all human empathy. And seeing us
release
all
your inhibitions.
Amazing.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. So, Kells, could you remind us what happened last time?
I will do my level best. So last time we opened, or I guess we ended with Paul returning to the planetoid after having dropped off three survivors on our ship, the Martell, in his shuttle. As he was doing so, he had received a transmission from the Martell going, "Oh God, what is that creature?" basically. So he radioed them back to go like, "Okay, so here's the protocol vis-a-vis barnacles." I don't think that's how he said it.
yeah, no, he doesn't know vis-a-vis. That's
okay. That's meanwhile, Oz had taken some barnacle related damage. Demir helped him out with that by vibra shedding the barnacles off of him, which compromised
masterfully
his suit.
So
God, it was so sick,
but this did compromise Oz's suit. So then we made it into the infirmary. Ray, that's where the majority of the survivors had been camping out. Ray helped them with triage, did some minor research on how barnacles work and how the barnacleization calcification process goes, and stabilized this poor person we've been dragging through the installation on a stretcher. We found about 10 survivors there. When Paul made his return, we loaded three more of them onto the shuttle to go back to the Martell. Our stretcher friend is still here with us. We patched up Oz's suit using some, as I said, building materials, just some kind of like dome stuff that is used to build these domes of the installation, which is fine for now. But if he ends up out of atmosphere in this, it's going to be bad. did some healing for everybody. And then our next heading is towards the Mineralogy and Geology Science Dome. That's the next dome ahead of us. It doesn't sound like there's anybody in there from what we can tell. And then beyond that is the exploratory mining pit. And we know that there's some survivors in the office, or at least there were last time they radioed. Meanwhile, Hypodyne, which is our company's competitors that have an installation on the outside of this system, they radioed in going, "Hey, we heard gunfire on your ship and also on your mining installation. And legally, we have the right to come check it out and make sure you're not like getting mutinied or whatever." And I, playing Oz, was like, "That sounds great. Will we take all the help we can get right now?" Meanwhile, our Captain Chaz was like, "No, they are not here to help. They would like to take over all of our stuff and probably shoot us." So we're holding them off. We talked them down from coming on, but they are not turning around and going back to where they came from. They're still sort of lurking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A fraught situation.
A fraught situation indeed.
It's about to get fraughter. That's a word.
That's our tagline.
Well,
you can't take the friction, get out of the fraughter. That's nothing. That, I don't like that one. Strike that from the record.
Nope, that's the episode title.
No!
Being in the record.
We're going to have to put adults only on this one.
Oh, our stuff is adults only already.
Oh, good.
Adam, where are you right now?
That's exactly what I was going to ask.
Okay. I think you had come down and you were originally landing back out front, but then we realized it'd be easier for you to go around the back to pick up people directly out of the med bay.
All right. Yep. Yep. That sounds about right.
So I think you're picking people up there now.
And,
so you're kind of all still together and everyone else is about to head into the research lab work bay area.
Yeah. So, Paul is feeling real nervous, like, okay, fine. So pick up more people, I suppose, but there's this weird inbound ship.
It's not. They talked it off. So it's not inbound, but it is.
It's just hanging out there, though.
It's circling.
It's sort of looking over our collective shoulders.
It's looming.
All right. So we just need a big everything's fine flag.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
We look up the ISO standard everything's fine flag.
It's just a smiley face. Thumbs up.
Clear the barnacles real chill now. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Try not to shoot them.
All right.
Or, you know, do what you're going to do because they're going to do whatever they want to do. Like, yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. It's all coming together.
So, as I assume Paul's docking and we're handling some people onboarding and we're doing the, make sure you're not bringing any butterflies with you.
Right, right. So you do a thorough check of the ship, and you all, can I get a, scavenging would be ideal.
That
would really do it well.
Scavenging.
Plus one. Intellect?
Intellect, yeah.
Okay.
You're all still together for the takeoff, mm-hmm. So
I'm butterfly spotting.
Sure.
Such as it is.
Sure.
That is a 39 under 40.
Wow. Wow. Well done. Okay. Impressive. You do a thorough once over of the ship. You find a couple of small ones that clung on to the feet of the walker. But it's not too bad. And you're able to vibrashetty them off.
Mm-hmm.
Ship is cleared for takeoff and,
let's do that thing.
Yeah. All right. At this point, Candy and Crew Chief Cody, who are still out at the reactor, ping you all. And say, Cody says, the reactor here is it's warmed up now. And it's ready to go whenever we are. I have to vent it eventually, some way. Either I have to do something with the energy buildup eventually. So we don't have terribly long. Or we'll have to start the cycle over again. So if I could get some help out here in the next, 2 hours, that'd be real good.
How long is it going to take Paul to get to the ship and back.
Indeed. Not long at all.
Good.
I think we said it's about a 15-minute.
Oh, cool. That's
including like the docking. Like literally, even the ship could theoretically land. Like it's you know, this is the rowboat over to the the ship in slightly deeper water.
Okay.
It really does not take long. Like frankly, liftoff and docking take longer than the flight.
Mm-hmm.
So one possibility there is after this next survivor run, we could have Paul head over to the reactor and help them there.
Should everyone be off the planet before we fire this thing?
Oh no, you couldn't do that anyway. It would be
kind of pointless.
Yeah, you could. I mean, that wouldn't be actually, frankly, with all the people that have died because of barnacles now, you probably could do that much more easily.
Oh, okay.
But it's
good work, everyone. The scope of the project has changed.
Yeah, well, went from 50 to 20.
Yeah.
But yeah, as long as...
We're downsizing.
Right.
As long as Candy and Cody are clear of the reactor.
Yeah, yeah. They just need to be away from there. Yeah.
Gotcha.
I mean, listen, you're making... a nuclear, rocket out of a reactor.
Relatively speaking.
Nothing is safe about this. Yeah. Also, you're on a planetoid that from a shattered planet, like you're only relatively sure that the thing isn't going to just crack apart.
All right.
Nothing cool. about this is safe.
Love this.
Yeah.
Hooray.
Uh-huh.
Oz and Ray freeze momentarily as God reminds them of their frail mortality.
Yeah. Yeah. There's absolutely nothing safe about this at all.
Great.
Great.
So yes, they will need some help over there. More than just Paul. At least another hand of someone who is technically savvy.
Mm-hmm.
You could grab someone from the ship or even one of these miners could come with
sure.
you, but just letting you know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we scan the stats of all the NPCs to find which one of them would be the most useful.
No, they're the crew manifest highlights green for the ones who are
sweet. Oh, fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm sure it does that in Demir's like. Log like
heads up instead display. Of like targeting my HUD just lights up for like this person has useful skills.
You have everyone's CV.
And then it organizes the list based on a lowest accidental death and dismemberment payout.
I also have everyone's original cover letters they made for this job.
Dear representative.
I love mining. Mining makes me happy. I am only fulfilled when mining.
Same.
Love to dig.
No, my thought vis-a-vis sending Paul and friend is that I don't trust that this next leg of the rescue mission is going to take less than 2 hours round trip, you know?
That's fair.
That's where my head's at.
Yeah.
End of thought.
Paul is absolutely the best suited for the work there.
By a country mile.
Not getting around that, yeah.
Okay. So, Paul is en route to the Martell, and the rest of you are heading into the laboratory workroom. So this is kind of like, in like sci-fi movies or whatever, where they have the giant clean room that's like, you know, small warehouse sized and all the people are in their, you know, clean suits, lab suits, and This is like that.
Like an Independence Day.
Yeah, yeah. This is like that, but lower, like, it's not a clean room.
I'm kind of picturing the same vibes. I'm picturing that one set from Taskmaster, where they have the plastic sheeting.
The sketchier set on the planet.
Where they ate the watermelon.
Yeah. So it's, you know, it's as close to a clean scientific working environment as you can get in the field. I mean, listen, These are also miners who have been stationed out here for years, or you know, on a multi-year contract.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, there's lewd pinup art on the wall. There's, you know, the dartboard of the company president.
Cool.
You know, it's a rough and tumble working miners space, but still, yeah.
This is like the most comfortable Oz has been in an environment this whole time.
It's big, it's open. It's also cold in here because when the power went down, they totally shut down this place because they absolutely did not need it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to heat and maintain. And mm-hmm. they brought everyone into the infirmary.
Well, given that the barnacles like the heat,
yeah.
I think I'm very happy with the fact that it's cold.
Yeah.
You do see a couple of barnacles. They have like totally clustered over the one computer that was still running.
Trying to click Facebook.
Yeah. They've clustered around the heating duct that passes through the room. You all come in and like they chitter a little bit, but they don't. Like, they recognize that there is a new heat source, but also it's not that much better than what they've already got, and
okay.
the act of moving would be more challenging than...
They've blocked all the vents on the computer, so it's just slowly getting warmer.
Oh, yeah. That computer's fucked.
The infirmary's Counter-Strike tournament goes down.
No! That's okay. They already... Half the group already left, and
yeah.
up to the ship, so you know.
Yeah,
they already called it a loss. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you all are able to make your way through here. There, you see a lot of like core samples, being from the planetoid being, you know, examined and segments being tested in different ways. You also see there's a lot of like kind of low tier mining equipment in here. If you felt like you needed something like, you know, power grinder sort of things or like laser cutter.
Let's take something just because I feel like we might kick ourselves later if we don't. But that's as far as I've gotten with that plan.
And who doesn't want random mining equipment?
Right?
Like, funsies.
Let's take a laser cutter. Why not?
That's the okay. spirit.
I actually have a meaning to do something here.
Oh, no!
Laser cutter explodes.
So, normally this game wants you to track, like, ammo and stuff. That's kind of boring. Also tedious on a podcast. And I forget all the time myself. So... instead, what we're going to do is an ammo check.
Ooh.
My foam.
Each of you has had various guns here that I remember you all taking from the ship.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to make a... what's the skill? Combat or military training? Combat training?
There's yeah, combat military that's training. A stat. Military training
military
is a
training.
Skill. There's also firearms.
Military training or firearms or weapon specialization. Plus intelligence, intellect. And do that, make that roll for each of your weapons. If you succeed, the weapon is fine. Still plenty of ammo left. If you fail, that weapon is empty or so close to empty that you should probably ditch it.
So, a vibe shetty. Which
no.
doesn't have ammunition.
No. Yeah, no ammo. Don't worry about it.
Excellent.
Should I roll for the hand welder?
Have you been using it?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I got a 90 over 54 for my pulse rifle.
Empty.
Which I also have a shotgun. Fired?
Yeah.
I got a 99 under 44 for my combat shotgun, so this fucker just falls apart.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is actually, it's not just empty. It's
dangerous to use.
Yeah, something went wrong. It's like it got jammed up.
Okay,
I'm gonna go for my shotgun. I don't think I've used my SMG at all.
I don't think you have.
Cool.
And I succeeded for the hand welder.
Okay.
And I don't think I've used my combat shotgun, but
yeah, Adam, don't
yeah
worry about it, because you've also been flying around more than the others, so you've been in a less situation.
So there's no guns in here, right?
There are no guns in here. There are several of the fancy Python nail guns.
So there are guns in here.
Well, yeah, but they
for a certain value of guns.
Yes. So there's nail guns. There are laser cutters. There's two of those. And there are there's also a heavy duty rigging gun.
Take the rigging gun.
It's like a harpoon gun.
Yeah.
But the laser cutter just straight up rolls a D percentage for its damage.
That's true.
So between 1 and 99.
Or it just does 1 mega damage if you're firing against a ship or vehicle.
There you go.
I guess that'd probably be really bad inside of a facility.
You know.
Well, aim down.
I'll grab the laser cutter and a nail gun.
I'm going to grab a nail gun for funsies.
Yeah.
Okay. There's infinite there's like a lot of nail guns. So you
hell
can...
yeah.
Infinite nail guns.
Demir, did you? One of us had a rigging gun, right?
Yeah. Oh shit. I in fact had a rigging gun.
There you go.
That I wasn't using this whole time.
That's fine.
To be fair, it's not good against the barnacles that you've been facing, really.
Oh,
because yeah. They're most of them are too small. Like, it would do good against like the beach ball sized ones, but there's not a lot of those.
Yeah, I just want someone to have one more for its actual
sure
fire a rope over there capability.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna put a reminder,
especially since we're going into a pit.
Yeah,
so many options. So
yeah, nail gun, and I'll grab the laser because lasers are fun.
All right, is someone taking the other laser cutter? Save it for Paul.
Yeah, I'll carry it around for Paul.
Yeah,
for
that
later.
Feels like a. That feels like a tool he'd use.
Yeah, absolutely. And you could, it's since those are, I should add, laser cutter, flamethrower, nail gun, hand welder, foam gun, all of those are technically tools. Mm-hmm. And thus, you could actually, instead of using military training and firearms route, you could use... heavy machinery, engineering, jury rigging, hacking, and heavy machinery, engineering, jury rigging, to use those weapons as
those tools, maybe, as weapons under the right circumstances.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure for my notes here. Demir's shotgun is broken. Ray's pulse rifle is empty. We pick up 2 laser cutters and a rigging gun.
A
couple
gun.
Nail guns.
Yeah.
Whoever wants a nail gun can have a nail gun.
I think Demir and I both grabbed one.
Gotcha. Okay. Sure.
Okay. All right. Any other activity in the lab?
Are there any spare batteries for the laser cutter?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you kit yourself up.
Okay, cool. This thing holds 6 shots and it takes forever to recharge. Yeah. So.
So in this lab, are there like... Yeah. Samples from the planetoid that they were doing science to? Is there visible
like core samples? Yeah.
Is there visible science that we can learn from?
There is visible science. The one computer that is still active powered and on is, as I mentioned, barnacle encrusted.
Right. I was hoping there was non-barnacleized science.
There's some papers, but let's be fair, this is the far future.
And space future. Yeah.
Yeah. Space future. People use computers.
Yeah.
Clunky as they are. There are notes. There are the core samples. There are slides. You could definitely go through all that.
Are there any cassettes where people have recorded their observations as they worked?
Oh, you know what? There would be detachable media of some sort that Demir could probably use. Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, excellent.
That's a good.
We grab it and put it in Demir's 8-track slot.
I just want to make sure that, like, you know, if there's a clue here that's like, we found out that below the surface of the planetoid is something that looks a lot like barnacle legs, we know that before we proceed.
Yeah, I'm really pulling for a dug too deep situation in the next area. So, you know, fucking Cthulhu is down there. The barnacles were a red herring.
It's the same.
It's the flesh walrus. I'm absolutely going to snag those. Let's investigate them.
All right, yeah. Demir, give me a computers roll, intellect computers.
Oh, perfect. And, I have hacking, so I've got a 15%. Yeah,
and Kells, you could do a scavenging.
I'd love to do a scavenging.
And?
Nope. I got 31.
Oh, no.
37 under 40. Just squeaking by again.
37 under 40. Okay. Okay. Moss, Demir has a lot to go through here, and also you're not really super sciencey on that front. So while you have the data, you're having to like also cross-reference to the, you know, what does this mean? Okay, well, what does this mean?
I also wonder if I'm having to access like the cassettes through like a slightly different means anyway, because my health is still fucked. So I'm like, I assume like some dirt got in there.
yeah, probably. Yeah. Barnacle legs.
God.
Just jamming the spindles.
Yeah, definitely some of that. So it's not that you're failing. It's that it's just taking a long time for you to process.
Thank you. I'm putting that on a t-shirt.
yeah, that's a good that's a good affirmation. So Kells,
yes,
you find the core samples and are looking at those.
This will be good because Oz didn't go to like college.
Mm-mm. Absolutely not.
Barely went to high school.
Yeah,
can I help?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I don't have geology, but I do have archaeology.
Absolutely not helpful at all.
Neither of those things were part of his curriculum, so or please biology. Help.
the deeper core samples, so some of the core samples we're talking like 30 feet long.
Uh-huh.
And like the deeper parts are really like strange matter. Like
well shit.
More like a spongy material.
Mm-hmm.
There's also you also find these like oily fluids that have been extracted from the dug out.
Which, okay, so it is just a big old barnacle.
Which they think is like some kind of oil.
I think it's a big space. Oh,
you think the oily fluid is an oil? That's interesting.
Well, you know, like.
Sorry.
You mean like crude oil, right?
Yeah, like a crude oil. Yeah. Yes. God,
no one tell the U.S. government. They're gonna fucking invade our.
We are invaded immediately upon even thinking this.
I mean, the U.S. government is ineffective anymore. Governments are ineffective anymore. There are only corporations, and you are the corporation, and. You've already found it. You are already going to exploit it as much as it can possibly be exploited. Congratulations.
Hooray.
Yeah. So it's a lot like modern American governance anyway.
Oh, it's so much worse.
Yeah. Can I roll chemistry on the...
Yes, absolutely.
On the goop.
I succeed. I'm assuming it's based on intellect, so 23 under 54.
Okay, you, Mr. Smart great. Brain.
Yeah, great job. Well done. you look at the goop. It's organic. It could be oil. You determine that it is flammable. It is much more. It's not oil because it's not like crude oil because it's much more recently living. It's not, you know, been sitting underground for a billion years.
Great.
So it's
worm grease.
Yeah, it's worm grease. It's more like it's more like if some sort of organisms were using had a more oily blood type.
Now can I roll biology?
Yeah, you probably could.
Would you call it A or AB?
I failed the biology roll, unfortunately.
Definitely worm grease.
Yeah.
Clearly there's organisms under the surface.
Okay.
That the core samples have tapped into.
We just put our fucking Capri Sun straw into the Sarlacc. Slurp I a mean, little.
That seemed yeah.
Oy.
Yeah, yeah. That's rough. I mean, that's a heck of a way to describe it, but yeah.
This is going to be a very special episode for somebody.
I hope I never meet them.
Hey, if you get turned on by slurping the worm juice, reach us on social media.
Yeah, let's invite that energy. Don't,
and I guess that phrase you
in my head, because it's going to come back to me at some inopportune time.
Oh, yeah. That's the episode title, by the way.
No. Slurping the worm juice.
Okay. Yeah, so the deep under the core, or the deep under the surface, there's at least at points biological masses.
Was it like solid past that point in the core sample? Like everything from the 25 to foot mark to end of sample was
no spongy it's oil. Much more so down there, but it is still kind of like layered or yeah.
Oh, thank God. So there's just bigger guys down there. Maybe.
I share with the class, because I don't trust my ability to say it's a subterranean Scottish accent.
I would love to hear you say subterranean.
Maybe for your birthday.
That'll be your punishment, Marble. Okay, so you find all those, the core samples, the spongy material, the viscous oily blood.
I'm glad I checked. I'm not glad it's exactly what my worst fear was in this situation.
None of the core samples are floating monolith style, right?
No.
Okay.
I'll also say there's a lot of samples of flora and fauna from the surface.
Oh.
As well in the lab. It's less so, like, it's not the focus of the lab. Is how can we extract a lot of money out of this place? But they obviously are curious about everything else as well. So there's, you know, and a lot of that has been dissected and is available for. So, Dr. Ray, you definitely get more information for your barnacle treatment studies.
Yeah, I'll grab the samples and how small and or portable or not are the samples?
You're able to, in this, I'm saying that you're spending like 10-15 minutes, you're able to grab enough that is portable, and also you know that some of it is processing in Demir. You know, the little...
Yeah, I grabbed a few boxes of slides and...
Yeah. When you look closely at Demir's eyes, the little wheel is still spinning.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Anything else?
I can't think of anything.
I think we've got everything we're gonna get for now.
I mean, okay. I'm now more intimidated by going to the place where they drilled down into the planet, but you know,
extended their little mosquito proboscis.
I'm sure it'll be fine, and nothing will go wrong.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is this from your manual on how to like encourage humans?
Yeah. It's also Moss constantly wants to kill all of their characters.
Oh gosh.
Well, how about you walk 120 feet in front of us?
Yeah. Live your dream.
So you try to have a doorway going, between
I'm
you and
sure
us
there's nothing time. Around this next corner.
Yeah. Just deliberately turning off most of their sensor suites. Just
wow, I really hope I get home in time for my daughter's birthday.
Slash your retirement party.
Well, the daughter is the arm, so same thing.
Forgot I did that bit.
call back. So Paul.
Ooh.
You dock at the ship.
Cool. Am I in time for the retirement party?
Oh no, that's later. That's after you all get back to Earth.
Oh, no one's retiring today?
No, not today.
Helping streamers though.
So this time, you're in a little bit less of a rush, so because things are a little stabler, more stable. That's the words. So I'm not going to make you do a landing check, but you cruise on in and drop the walker and dock your pod.
Okay.
Well, the crew is all holed up. The crew thinks that they've got everything taken care of, but they're also hiding back. Like they're also kind of all at the bridge.
Mm.
So it's a little dangerous out there. And you were going to do a sweep, I believe, which is why you wanted healthy miners to come with you this time rather than the badly wounded ones.
Yeah. Yeah. Going to do a checking out stuff.
Okay. All right. So the pod hangar, slash walker storage slash airlock is kind of like a big, it's a full segment of the ship. So it's a full round drum. All of the cargo and like, what little human amenities are in the space, are kind of all around the walls. The pod locks into clamps right in the middle. And yeah, there's a ladder down. And then you can exit from there into either the like the hab section, specifically the like the mess hall.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could go the other direction into engineering.
Hmm.
And you've got three miners with you. They're all armed with nail guns.
So Paul's going to probably instinctively go to engineering first.
Sure. Valid.
Yeah. I imagine the other folks want to go to the mess hall, but let's...
No, they'll follow you.
Okay.
They want to make sure everything's safe before they go pass out in the med bay.
I do like that in the same way that like a salmon instinctively goes upriver, Paul instinctively returns to the engineering.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He it's knows that spawns. Space, right?
he spawns.
It's a mess in there.
This is a yucky one, you guys.
Horrible. Horrible. I think we just lost Aaron as a listener.
I'm not proud of the work we're doing here.
Yeah. No, good job. You make your way into engineering. Can I get a... I wish there was something more like a... Yeah, can I just get a raw intellect roll for poking around and hunting for things? I don't think you have scavenging.
I've got engineering, jury rigging, vehicle specialization, piloting, rimwise, computers. Yeah, no scavenging. So
at least it's not a sanity check.
Intellect. Actually, a sanity check and a check against my intellect stat are nearly the same.
Actually, do intellect with advantage.
Okay. Right.
Okay. Hey, I just rolled an 18. That's not bad. This thing never turns up a 10. But this roll might be better.
It is not. I'll take that 18.
You said 18?
Mm-hmm.
Under
31.
Under 30. Okay, great. Fantastic. Okay. You go into engineering, and obviously this is your baby, this is your space, you know every nook and cranny, and thus you're able to very quickly find small mess of barnacles that are under the deck plating. You kind of had an inkling. It gets warm under there, and
mm-hmm.
it's also a little humid from the steam venting. And yeah, you were just like, yep, nope, that's Barnacle City, baby.
Yeah, that makes sense. They want the warm. And,
yeah, dark, warm, humid. Yep, they're all about it.
Yep. So. We're going to do something about these barnacle boys?
Yeah, so there's a whole cluster of them, probably a dozen or so.
Mm-hmm.
They're able to spot them from a ways away. So they haven't, you know, you haven't riled them up or anything. But to get to them, you're going to have to like fully lift up the deck flooring, deck grating.
Okay.
And that might tick them off.
Well, is there a way to, say, freeze them or something?
Sure.
Maybe there's a fire extinguisher nearby or something of that nature that
absolutely.
I can...
Yeah. You could totally, as I mentioned, it's warm under there and the steam vent's there. You could turn off the steam vent and you could lower the temperature in that spot, reroute the stuff just temporarily.
And
fire extinguisher would be perfect to.
Yeah, having that steam vent going while I try to fire extinguish is just going to counteract anything I do. So yeah, we're going to turn off that steam vent. And I'm actually going to have these miners I have with me. Armed?
Nail guns.
Nail guns. Okay. Well, what I'm going to do.
A little slow for dealing with a lot of barnacles, but.
Exactly.
There's four of you and there's a dozen or so barnacles. So
we're going to need to all act pretty quick synchronicity here. I want one of them to shut off the steam vent. Maybe that'll have to be me. I'm the engineer. I can.
They're smart. You can lead. They can help.
Make it a one button situation for them. Yeah. And the next to open the space or close the space as probably open and then close the space just to get that fire extinguisher in there and really get them going. And then right after that's happened and that fire extinguisher is exhausted, we're just going to open it wide up and then just let everybody go at it. I'll be using my combat shotgun. That's the plan.
Okay. Sounds thorough. Hope nothing goes wrong.
Well, when you put it like that.
Hopefully that's only like two checks.
I think that should only be two checks. And then maybe like a luck check just to make sure nothing goes funky. Or the barnacles don't act irrationally.
Okay.
We only want rational barnacles here.
I was going to suggest just like keeping them in like a terrarium or something and barnacle rations. Nothing would go wrong.
Yes.
Okay. Give me a jury rigging roll.
Okay.
That for setting up all like the.
So that's like adding 15 to intellect?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, Moss, a spaceship is basically a terrarium, right? Like.
Yeah. The under the floor bit is essentially just a big old terrarium.
So.
You can keep a lot of stuff down there.
Clowns. Okay, so that's 36 below 46.
Great. Lovely job. You set up the off venting shutdown and you reroute the power to the different conduits so that area cools off. You give it a sec and then let's go with Ian, quick, give me a D10, 2D10. D percentile roll. That's the words.
47.
Okay. All right. That's the way you wanted it. Yeah.
I mean, I can roll again.
Nope. You hear the barnacles skittering and like starting to get unhappy with the cooling. And you wait, and just as they're starting to wake up, really, you bust open the floor and blast them with the fire extinguisher. They do. Some of them do try to escape, but again, had the plan and you slam the floor back down on them. Give it a sec, and the skittering dies down significantly. There's still some twitching, but seems like it's ready for shooting barnacles in a barrel.
All right. Yeah. Let's just try not to shoot each other.
Yep.
Why do I say things like this?
Yeah. So you whip the floor open again and open fire. Give me shooting.
Shoot.
Combat, give me shooting. Military training.
Let's see. As far as those skills go,
Rimwise. Do you have Rimwise?
I've got Rimwise. Right?
Yeah. Rimwise works.
Okay.
Does it?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Rimwise leads directly to firearms.
Well, I'll be damned.
Yeah. And firearms and leads close to quarter fear, combat. Fear leads to the dark side.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, because Rimwise is streetwise. So, you know.
I suppose.
Paul hasn't gotten combat military combat training. He's gotten street combat training.
Paul has just been in various gangs and shot people.
Yeah, yeah, those muscles are mostly for show, but you know, he wants to, like, you know, get out of the clubs safely at night to his
and on some stations that requires a combat shotgun.
Yeah. you mostly just carry it around, but now and then.
Yeah. The future is hell.
Oh no.
So I'm adding, what is that, 5 to 10? So I'm adding 10 to what is it? Oh, combat. There it is. My mm-hmm. combat's at 38, thankfully. So I'm adding, so this has to be below 48.
Yeah.
It is not. I got a 63.
All right. That's not too bad. You haven't critically failed, and the combat shotgun is very user-friendly with the identify friend foe, so you aren't, you know, blasting away at your minor buddies. Can each of the three of you also make a percentile roll?
Sure.
Yeah.
That's more like it. 97.
Holy moly.
64.
73.
Oh, thanks, guys.
The oops. Fucking peanut gallery.
Wait, we're Moss, here what'd to you help. Get? Moss, what'd you get?
I got a, wait, I just said it. 64.
Yeah. Okay.
64.
I forgot it immediately.
Okay. So here, you know, it's not that you all did a bad job. It's that
we did a terrible job.
It's been a really, really messed up week.
There was already a lot of steam in here. Then the steam went away. Then you blasted cold. Like, the air in here is real foggy. It's very hard to see anything. You also, I think, overcompensated, expecting the barnacles to come at you a little harder. But they were truly pretty frozen. So they just were still. So that you overcorrected on the aim. So again, not your fault. Totally not your fault. At all, I promise. That said, you blast into the floor and almost resoundingly completely miss the barnacles. Maybe you get like 2 of them. It's embarrassing, and we'll never talk about this again.
The miners were using nail guns, right?
Yeah.
I guess we just have to keep going until the barnacles are not a problem.
Yeah. Yep. Well, let's see how. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck this generator's cooling system. It's fine.
All right. Give me another roll then.
Okay.
Everyone.
Damn it. 12.
5.
55.
Damn. Okay. Well, I got a 62.
Okay. All right. This time goes much better. Slightly much better.
Slightly much better.
Slightly much better. Yeah, you're taking them out. They are not moving though. They're still warming up. So how do I want to do this? I need to throw a complication in there.
Did Pipedine hear all that?
Yeah. I mean, that's going to be a big part of it.
We were also firing nail guns. And well, they're firing
nail
event.
Guns. Yeah.
How do they hear anything? Sound can't get that far.
Laser mic.
Yeah, especially not in space.
Laser mic.
Laser mics.
Yeah.
Shit. Those exist.
They do.
What's a laser mic?
Laser mic is the coolest DJ in entire space.
That's what I was thinking.
It is also a laser that you point at a solid surface like a window, and it picks up the vibrations.
Mm-hmm.
Translates them back into sound.
Okay, so Adam, here's the thing. You can keep pounding away at these barnacles, but frankly, at this point, you're doing as much damage to the ship as to them. So you could keep doing it and take them all out, but I'm going to translate some of that into damage to the ship and possible system difficulties.
System challenges, yeah.
Or find a new strategy.
New strategy.
I mean, honestly, it's kind of hard to come up with a new strategy here. I guess.
I'll talk out loud a little bit and give you some options, paint a picture some more. So you're in engineering. You have a lot of tools in there. You have a lot of partially built projects. You have various ship emergency equipment, spare suits, tanks,
fire extinguishers,
more fire extinguishers. You could get a foam gun, like the kind that Kells has been using to great effect.
The foam gun thing is that sounds like something an engineer would be more comfortable with than the shotgun.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. And you could even use your, you could use engineering skill for that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, sure.
All right. Yeah. Let's go with that approach.
All right. So you switch to a foam gun. And the others are going to keep their nail guns because they're as comfortable as possible with those. You don't have any laser cutters up here because you don't need those for small work on a ship. All right. Let's do another round then of firing.
And all right.
Boy, I hope you all do well this time.
Everybody.
Everybody.
All together now.
Could I fucking blow up the spaceship?
91.
72. Oh,
96.
So I got a 50. What am I rolling against, though?
Engineering plus combat.
Oh, well, so. Whatever. I'm sure 50 is, like, just barely over. Well, what is engineering adding?
15.
So that would make that... My combat's 38 plus 15.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, neat.
You're the only one.
Just under. Yeah. Well, I'm going to be frank. If one person was going to succeed on that, it should be the person with the foam gun.
Yeah.
You do totally foam up the underside of the walkway there. I am going to say that there is a little bit more damage to the ship from the misses, but you do have all of the barnacles foamed up. They're not dead. This foam is meant for, like, you know, ship repair. So they're also probably not going to go anywhere soon, but you are in a little bit of a, you know, detente with the barnacles.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
can we form a ping pong team?
Yes.
Cool.
So would we now be able to remove the barnacles or?
Yeah, you could get them. Well, no, they're kind of stuck down there.
Okay.
They're like,
but at least they're in place.
Yeah. Have you ever seen, like, spray foam wall insulation?
Yeah. How it expands and
yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is like you coated the barnacles in that stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So they're locked in there. They're not going anywhere. Eventually, maybe, because this is a horror game that could dig themselves out. But that's you're talking hours to days to weeks, not. Minutes.
That's the next leg of the adventure after we've cleared off from here.
And you've ruined their clothing, so now they have a reason for vengeance.
Can we also
naked barnacles
use some kind of a not a solvent, but some other agent like adding to this foam in order to, like, toxify it so that they're
absolutely
absolutely
yeah. You are in engineering. You can totally do that. We don't have to play that part out. You can just take your time to,
cool.
pour some bleach and some ammonia down there and just, you know, chlorine gas the shit out of them.
Sure. So everybody else out of there first.
Earlier, I was thinking about the really rude Yelp reviews that these barnacles are leaving, and now I'm genuinely really feel bad about killing them. Continue, carry on.
Yeah.
It's murdering these innocent creatures that are dying of cold.
Yeah.
I love that this is the same person who was like, well, this human is, you know, in critical condition. Let's just shoot him and save ourselves the trouble.
Mercy. It's mercy.
Uh-huh.
Listen, we've already established that all of an android's memories and, you know, programming is stored in the blood. And Demir's lost a lot of android blood.
Lost, like, a lot of android. At this point, I'm probably more barnacle than android.
Oh, God.
Okay. So, you continue searching the ship, and fortunately do not find any others. You are confident that you have cleared the ship now.
Cool.
And I'm not making you roll for it, so you can trust that I'm saying that.
Yeah, yeah.
Rather than, yeah.
This could be some 3D chess GMing shit. We don't know.
No, I wouldn't do that. Not like something else. I could pull something else out of my ass.
There's still plenty to go wrong.
Yeah. Like the fact that your ship is down 27 hull points.
That's a lot of hull points.
Yeah. That's more than a quarter.
Well, I'm sure he can.
No, it's pretty much just a quarter.
They're air holes. Okay. It's fine.
No. Speed holes.
Increasing ventilation.
Speed holes.
Now, does the ship have to roll for panic?
No, but if you lose more than half your ship hull, you all start freaking out. Yeah.
The ship says it's safe word as a klaxon alarm.
I'm sure these miners want to get to where they're going.
I am now going to refer to the emergency signals on my car dashboard as my car's safe words.
You're going to be a hit at the mechanic center.
Uh-huh.
Place where mechanic slip.
Center.
Yeah.
You don't own a car.
Thank God.
And cars have no presence in popular culture, so there's nowhere you could have picked this information.
Yeah, obviously.
Anyway, okay, so you finished searching the ship, nothing else. Are you ready to head back down? Are you going to go straight to the fusion reactor site? I'll give you your options.
Uh-huh.
There's a couple more folks down in the med bay that you could evacuate.
Okay.
Evacuating them off the planetoid before firing might be beneficial. again, because as we've established, there is no safety.
If you could evacuate our injured person, that would be real swell.
That would be real nice of you.
Yeah. Or you could head straight to the site because you and somebody else at least are needed there to help.
Oh, I'm sure, but
you need it there within the next, at this point, hour and a half.
Mm.
So you've got time to do another run.
You have plenty of time to do another run.
Yeah, I think more hands are going to be more helpful.
Okay.
Yeah, let's definitely return. And yeah, that injured person's going to need help sooner than later, I'm sure.
Yeah, for sure. Getting them into the automated med bay bed would be a good start.
Just so they're stretcher into the walker, they're basically unconscious. They can't get scared, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah.
Cover them in foam?
You can't solve all
cover them in foam.
As Vons knows, you can't fix everything with foam. You can try.
That sounds fake.
Is that why you were avoiding doing the foam gun in this game for so long? Because you don't want to just do another Vons?
A little, but also I don't know.
I'm teasing. Yeah.
Like, is this foam potentially flammable, or you know, I don't know how it works.
It's a lot
this
of science.
Foam is, this foam is plot negotiable.
Ah, okay.
My favorite flavor.
okay, so you are heading back down to the med bay. Then, do you want to take anyone from the ship with you? I assume that that Chaz and let's say Babu come to meet you just to check in. Chaz says, "Yeah, if you need it's Candy and who's the other
Cody is Hopper. On the
Hopper.
Yeah, okay,
Hopper. Yes,
Hopper's our guy.
Hopper and Parada are injured.
Yeah,
but I think that they've
had enough time.
They've had enough time to recover a bit.
Taking the sweet, sweet pain pills, they're good now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they come out of the dispenser on the wall like candies. So, yeah, you could take either Hopper or Parada down to help. Hopper knows more tech stuff. Parada knows more planetology, geology type stuff.
So I assume that taking them both would reduce the numbers here too much to...
It would. You could take one.
Yeah. So when we get them... Okay, so we Hopper is technology, you said?
A minor, yeah. Yeah.
You know, let's go with the other one.
Parada, the geologist.
The geologist.
Yeah, I imagine that's what they'll need down there.
Okay.
What?
Sure. I don't think there's a wrong answer.
Yeah.
Okay. From my point, I don't. There's no wrong answer there.
Okay. I thought I was that.
Your logic. Ian is giggling. Fine.
I was only laughing because I was imagining all the really stupid questions our characters could ask this highly qualified geologist.
We're in the mining exploration area.
What's that? That's a cave.
Like, how come the ground is bloody oil?
Yeah, what would happen hypothetically if we stuck a Capri Sun into a creature?
Yeah, okay. So you, Parada comes along, grabs, asks, what should Parada take, weapon-wise? Do you have what you want for a backup? Combat shotgun? Combat shotgun.
Yeah, combat shotgun.
That's the most idiot-proof one.
Yeah. And this Parada person sounds like a geologist, a scientist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, if they're not proficient in combat.
Okay. Better safe than sorry. Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
No, we had to learn to shoot for our doctorates.
Okay.
It's a real confusing university system in the future.
Okay. So, you climb back on board the pod. You hook the walker and zip back down. Cut back to the others.
Just for my clarity, are you headed back to evacuate more people in the time that you have? Or are you
Parada?
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. One more evacuation group. You should have plenty of time.
Yes. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The rest of you go through the next airlock tunnel passage. And come into the exploratory mineshaft. So this is a big dome, easily 100 feet across, slightly bigger than the others. And in the middle, there's a big hole in the ground. There's a crane arm and a basket type elevator that can be winched over and lowered down. There's also various like tubes and like hoses that are going down into the pit. There is also in the back of the room, there is like a slightly elevated on the wall, like overseer's office with a ladder up to it.
Mm-hmm.
That is where you see the miners who are hanging out here. They're waving.
Real quick, does anyone have the excavation pack? Because I'm thinking maybe we want to use like the bioscanner just to see if there's like additional surprising things in this, I'm sure, very safe excavation zone.
I like that idea. I don't have that outfit on.
I brought a med scanner with me.
Yeah, I'm the one who took the excavation kit.
It's like, I knew it. Okay.
Yeah, that was my guess too.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a field recorder, a cybernetic diagnostic scanner, and a med scanner.
Watch out.
But
well, to some extent, you don't need a bioscanner because you do see some very large beach ball barnacles wandering, not wandering, but
on their patrol paths.
They're traveling on their yearly nomadic quest.
There's a couple that seem very keen to get up into the control room.
Mm.
It is warm up there. Like, you can see that the life support is on up there, and it's warm up there. So there's a couple that are trying to get up there, but then others are just anchored all over the walls. The whole space is a little on the warm side, and kind of muggy in here, humid. Yeah.
Where's the moisture coming from?
The pit, I think.
I just keep waiting for there to be fucking flesh walls, or like we find out that the pit has breath coming in and out of it. Mm. Like,
isn't that interesting?
I'm really bracing for a full Event Horizon or Clive Barker or whatever shit. Like.
It's humid, but a lot of it is coming from the pit. They are doing, you all are miners. You work on a mining ship for years now. Mm-hmm. They do a lot of, like, I don't want to call it fracking.
I was going to say, are they doing fracking?
It's not fracking, because especially on this planetoid that has been ruptured, fracking would be devastating. It would probably just destroy the planetoid.
But they're using water as a mining tool.
They're using water as a power washing type tool, for like cleaning samples or just like blasting away dirt around stuff that is useful.
Okay.
So presumably that's where most of the moisture is coming from.
All right.
The dirt, I mean, you were outside, the dirt is also moist and they are digging through the dirt here.
Okay.
So it's not just breath and blood from the hole.
No, it's not just the
there.
You also see something new in here.
Oh, good.
Yeah. These are another like
space pumas.
Crawling critter. Nope. I promise there would be no space pumas. Next adventure will be space pumas.
Okay.
No, these are like they're insectoid. They are like leaf bugs. They're like an upright little sail with a face and a snout at the front. and they walk on a bunch of legs. They are maybe 2 feet tall. Like the sail is probably like two feet long. Picture it like a stegosaurus sail, like a single pad of a stegosaurus's back.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I love them.
I was going to say, yeah. Ian wants to adopt one, but right? I imagine they're scary.
Well, as you're watching them, you do see one get into it with a barnacle.
Aha.
They are allies.
Nope. They are mostly indifferent to each other, but this barnacle and this sail bug got into it, and the sail bug, you're not sure what it does with its snout proboscis thing, but you think it like drank the barnacle.
Cool. Horrible, but
yeah. So we're all staying away from those. This planet is terrible. Let's leave.
Yay, I can make a horror game even without relying on the horror rules.
I'm just excited for Demir to forget more stuff. It suffers one of
clean
these
clean slate, baby.
Get drinked.
Oh, yeah, and all my brains.
Eternal sunshine of the spotless mind.
Eternal drinks out all your of memories of childhood. Which were artificial anyway, but you know.
So, big pit, walkway around it,
mm-hmm.
Cranes, elevators, lots of equipment to the sides of the rooms with hoses and power cables and stuff going down into the pit. And then office secured up on the wall.
And that's where all the people are?
Yep.
Are the, is there a walkway from where we're coming in to the office that does not involve going down on the floor?
No.
Okay.
So.
We have a rigging gun. We could make one.
You could make one. There are
a clean hook.
There is also the like the rigid structure of the inside of the dome, which you could like a scaffolding kind of.
Yeah.
Which you could. It's not made to be climbed, but it is thoroughly sturdy enough for you to climb it.
Okay. I was mostly trying to figure out if there was a route we could take the miners that did not involve taking them past the local wildlife, which sounds like there is not, because I'm confident in our ability to get across, ability to get everyone back at the same time. less so.
You could very easily make a two rope, like one rope to hold on to, one rope to walk on, way directly from the door to the overseer's box, like Moss was saying with the rigging gun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
that could be cool.
You know, just like a Takashi's Castle competition.
That one, I don't know.
No?
No.
The Japanese game show?
Nah.
Okay.
We all know that reference, Kel.
What are you?
No. No, I was clueless too.
That's okay. I can picture the rope thing. I don't think I need a game show to understand it.
So what do you think, security associate? Whatever your title is.
I like your idea. I like the idea of using the rigging gun to get everybody up and down and not having to, get in anybody's, any creature's personal space, so to speak.
I don't want to get slurped. Personal preference.
Yeah, I'm pretty anti-slurping myself. This is not my preferred slurping environment, so,
What is
your preferred slurping environment?
We don't know each other nearly well enough to have that conversation.
Well, we already know that Paul's is in the engine room.
I just recommend not doing it in engineering. It's a sticky. Yeah, I wear gloves every time I go down there.
Horrible.
Anyway.
Yeah, moving right along. Okay, so you're going to do the rigging gun walk rope thing?
Yeah.
I think so.
Or
I don't have the rigging gun, so I can't make that decision.
We turn and look at Demir.
I look expectantly.
Oh, yeah. I have rigging gun, huh?
Yeah.
Hi, everyone.
Okay. Give me...
Oh, important question. There's something we can shoot it at that isn't the fucking dome canvas.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, correct. Yes. I was sticking directly into the, like, the little...
Yeah, like the door frame or something. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Like, don't miss, but yeah.
Make sure my helmet's sealed.
Definitely planning on missing.
Okay. Give me whoever is shooting this.
Ooh,
and setting this up. You have an option of heavy machinery, jury rigging, engineering, military training, or firearms. Or weapon specialization for rigging guns, if you have that for some reason.
If you are a harpoonist.
How are you doing with combat skills?
So, we're basing it off combat, right?
Yeah, combat. Combat plus, yeah.
Kells, did you overroll the 2d10 bonus you get because I gave you a stim pack?
I did. I think I wrote it down. I have a plus 11 right now to strength and plus 9 to combat.
So what's your combat total?
Combat alone would be 58. I also have military training for a plus 10 or firearms for a plus 15.
Yeah.
So firearms works. 73 with
you
firearms.
You can hand me the rigging gun and I can do my best.
I feel like Demir hauls out the rigging gun and one small portion of his like shoulder joint just like tingles to the ground. And then they just hand it to Oz.
Yeah, I was just picturing Demir taking just like a little too long to kind of like look like he's comfortable holding this thing. But yeah, I'll happily take that from you. So what you're looking at, 58 plus 15 is 73. Am I doing that math right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Fabulous. Here we go. Don't fuck it up.
Don't get a 99, I guess.
That's a 12.
Great.
I was honestly really bracing myself for that 99.
I know.
I said amazing. It and then I regretted saying it.
Yeah.
All right. You set these up, man. They are at exactly the right height. They are as secure as possible.
You could teach a college course on this.
Yeah. You're like, you before you were, when you were setting this up, you were thinking, oh, I bet only one person can walk on it at a time. It's not going to be secure enough. Nope. You are confident that everyone can cross at the same time without any issue.
Great. Tricont safety standards for perilous rope bridge with flying colors.
Oh, yeah.
Don't panic.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
That's good. There are still barnacles by the controlling office, though, right? Like,
They're down below.
Oh, they're down below.
They couldn't climb up. So yeah.
Okay.
No, they can, your guys can sail down this thing. No problem.
Hey, I can't handle ladders.
Okay. So they signal that they're ready. If you are,
I give them big thumbs up.
Okay. They start down the ropes.
I'll be keeping an eye over the edge on all of the various creatures.
Sure. Yeah.
With my laser cutter.
The room is warm and exactly to their taste, so they aren't like overly riled up or anything, so they're not bothering you all. They'd like to get up into the office because it seems extra nice up there, but they're not bothered by you all.
Do the leaf bugs take exception to all of this movement?
They track it. You definitely see them like watching, but they don't seem, they haven't, I mean, you haven't gotten too close to them, so you don't know how they are like that, but at a distance, they're not aggressive. They're not charging after you or anything.
Fantastic.
My God, they're iguanas.
Kind of. Yeah.
One of them like turns its head sideways and tries to eat plastic off the floor.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Are we able then to turn around and just hoof it back to the how you say?
Mepe.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, absolutely. You can certainly, yeah.
I vote that we do that, but I also think that Oz's spidey sense is tingling. He's going to kind of like rear guard us as we leave this suspicious pit full of creatures. Just in case something spooky happens as we turn around and leave. If we have nothing more to do here. If other people want to do more stuff, we can do that first. But
I have no in-character reason to look into and or go down that pit. But God, do I suspect something is down there.
Yeah. I'm in this weird thing of like, okay, Oz the character does not want to spend any longer near this pit. Kells the human probably would not want to spend any longer near this pit. Kells the player? Oh my God, he's obsessed. But...
There could be an ancient ruin in there.
I know.
What if there's Pokemon down there?
What if there's a fish?
Oh my God.
What if he's hot?
Yeah, what if there's a hot fish?
What if Abe Sapien is just down there?
It could be. You never know.
The one chance you get to unlock him in the entire game.
Fucking FromSoft sort of design.
So in this room, we'll seal behind you.
Well, it's funny that you say all that.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Quit.
I would assign myself to death.
You hear some strange echoing loud noises from the pit. Kind of like more skittering, but bigger.
Scuttering.
Yeah, scuttering. And also some loud clicking.
Oh, I don't like
like a really like loud clack, 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 clack.
Mm-hmm.
Look at one of the miners. Does it normally do that?
there's been some critters down there. Gestures around.
They sound that large.
No, not so much. No, it could just. I think it's a lot of them.
And we're moving.
Yep, let's go faster. Actually,
right out the door.
Yeah, Demir thinks we should get out of here. Moss, the character. Wait.
Moss, hang on.
Fuck.
How deep are you?
Moss thinks we should get out of there. Moss, the player, also thinks we should get out of there.
Demir has a pet. What do they call those balls? The
Moss ball?
No, Marimo.
Marimo?
Yeah. Marimo. I actually have three of them. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, okay. So you make your way back to the med bay, where you find the rest of the people. And a few moments later, Paul arrives back down with your geologist.
Hi, everybody. I'm Paul. Yeah, geologist here. He sounds nothing like that.
Your voice changed.
You've been good there, Paul.
Oh my God, it's the barnacles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Taking him over.
And with that, you're all back together,
mm-hmm.
and this seems like a good place to end for today.
Mm-hmm. We all high five.
Perfect timing.
Can we make sure that the like space door between us and the pit is locked before?
Oh yeah, we yes, seal that hatch.
Yeah, triple locked.
I have assumed that you have been doing that every time.
That's so generous of you.
Yes.
I mean, whatever the hell's down there is going to rip through that thing like tissue paper, but you know, it's fine.
Well, also, I mean, safety is that these doors auto close and lock, because if there's a depressurization in one spot, sure, they don't want it to affect everywhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, that would actually be fucking wild if it didn't. Okay.
Like,
everyone keeps closing them open.
Closing doors behind you and absolutely not taping over the locks or propping them open is space life 101.
Yeah.
It's the law.
So it took about 3 months before people started propping them open and taping the locks.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it doesn't happen. It's definitely not happening during the barnacle invasion on the planet is flying out into space.
Sure.
Oh, the great barnacle
Everybody's
invasion.
Everybody's on their best behavior.
3K2 or whatever.
Xeno Attribute is a Primary Attribute spinoff. It has been brought to you by the people you just heard. Visit us at primaryattribute.com or find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Tumblr. Mothership is by Tuesday Night Games. Logo by Adam, editing by Wit. Thank you all for listening.
With special guest star Radar the Cat as Campbell the Cat. Theme music is Igni by Scott Buckley, released under a Creative Commons 4.0 license. Check out his work at scottbuckley.com.au. We'll see you next time on Xeno Attribute.
Same.
Love to dig.
Oh.
Doing okay there?
Moss's pun was very bad.
I don't know that I caught it. What did you say?
Yeah. Love to dig.
Oh, love to dig.
Oh, I heard that's a dig, which made it an extra
okay.
I heard love to dig, but that's a dig would be good too.
I was waiting patiently to find out what my pun was, so.
I love that.
You want to take another run at it?
We'll just sort of Frankenstein it together.
It's good.
Oh, it's okay. I got all the words in there. I can put them in the right order.
It's also multi-track audio, so you can just cut out my dumbass response, should you wish.
Yeah.
No one has to know. Which guarantees it's ending up in the stinger, but here we are.